Well, if it would be the answer, I would be for it, but it wouldn't be the answer. It doesn't provide any incentive for developing the oil resources in this country or developing the alternative sources of energy that we need. It seems to me that it's a kind of a Band-Aid treatment for a very serious illness. And if we were to go along with rationing, we'd have a lot of grumbling people, but we wouldn't really solve the problem.
What can we do?
Well, we need to, frankly, go along with a program that's going to involve some sacrifice and some pain, and it will increase the price of oil and gas products, but what it will do, it will be to encourage the development of more oil in this country and the development of alternative sources of energy. Now, the part of President Ford's program that his critics often forget to talk about is that the $30 billion that would be derived by the government from the taxes that he's talking about would be turned right around and plowed right back in with lower taxes on lower and middle income people and with greater revenue sharing.
Another problem, unemployment in Michigan certainly is greater than it is in most areas of the country because of the auto industry, and of course this is you know, very much a part of your office in Washington. What is going to be the outcome of this problem? What future do you see in terms of unemployment in this state?
Well, the real answer, of course, is to sell more automobiles and get people back to work. The short-term answer is to make sure that people don't suffer too much. I'm introducing, along with Senator Javits, a bill the first part of the week to provide for another 13-week extension of the Federal Unemployment Compensation Program. I think this is going to be necessary because some of our people are running out of their unemployment compensation benefits. The rebate program that the automobile companies have, I think, is helping. I think the sooner that we can get the rebate on those 1974 taxes enacted and getting the money coming back into the people's pockets, that will be a real help and a shot in the arm.
Ford just announced sales were down for, I think, the last 10 days. Was that surprising to you in view of the success they had initially had with the rebate program?
Yes, it is. It was surprising and disappointing. And while it's obviously been a move in the right direction, it hasn't been enough of a move to get enough people back to work.
Right, what else can we do then?
The Congress,
very difficult question.
Congress can do something by moving on President Ford's program.